Hey there, Gone Wild Audio. This is Caitlin McCunt. I am currently driving. Been driving for about 2 hours now and just have an hour to go. So I thought I would fill my time by talking to you wonderful people. I don't have like a questionnaire handy or anything, but I thought that I think I saw a questionnaire first. I don't know who it's by. Maybe I already did that. I don't remember. Maybe. I'm sorry. But I know a lot of people I've been talking, and I don't know, they seem very interested in my firsts and all that kind of wonderful stuff. So I'm just going to elaborate a little bit more. So my first time losing my virginity. I think I already talked about this. I'm sorry if it's redundant, but I need something to fill my time before I just go crazy. So I was staying with my dad for the summer. I was 13, and he worked all day, and obviously it was during the summer, so I wasn't going to school or anything. You know, I cleaned up the house a little bit, and I was bored out of my mind. So I was watching TV, and previous that night, whenever I was watching TV, one of those 1-800 call local people in your area commercials came on. So I wrote down the number, and the next day I called it. And obviously you're supposed to be 18 because you're talking to local adults in your area about local adults type things. But I'm decent at math, so I figured out, hey, you know, if I want to be 18, I just need to say I was born at this time. Easy peasy. So I called and did the little recording and being like, yes, I'm 18 and a virgin, and I have red hair and green eyes, and I just really want to get fucked. And I did. I mean, I thought it was a travesty whenever I did lose my virginity at 13. I thought that was, ugh. Anyway, getting distracted here. So, obviously, I don't want to say obviously and sound conceited, but I had lots of guys send me messages, and part of me felt bad, so I told some of the guys, I was like, hey, I'm not actually 18, I'm 13. I think I might have actually just told some guys that I was like 16. I don't know. But there was this, you know, a couple guys that agreed to come and fuck me. So we agreed on the day and gave them my phone number, which was totally not safe, FYI. But I'm still alive, so thank the heavens or God or goddess or whoever, if there's anyone up there kind of thing. And dad left for work, and you know, guy called me and he's like, hey, I'll be there in, I don't know, however long. So I'm in there taking a shower, getting ready, and I hear the knock at the door, and I'm like, fuck. So I go answer the door, and I'm like, here's the bedroom, you know, I'm gonna go finish getting ready, you know, and then I'll be right in. Then I had that moment of, what if he thinks this is like one of those Dateline things and he's getting set up? And I freaked out because I really wanted to get fucked. So I'm like, shit. So I just, you know, don't finish getting ready. So I'm just there in a towel. I'm like, hey, this is me. Sorry, I just got a shower. And it was totally awkward at first. I mean, I was a virgin. But, like, I wasn't virginal, if that makes any sense. Like, I had fingered myself, Skype sex, cyber sex, taken naughty pictures. Basically everything short of getting fucked. But So we were kissing, and, you know, I blew him, and I don't even think he ate me out, to be honest, which is kind of pathetic. But we were fucking, and fuck doggy style, and him on top of me, and me on top of him. And then he's like, I'm gonna come. So he has me lay my head over the mattress, so my head's like over the side, and he's standing over me. And obviously, if you're doing sex right, you're burning some calories, working up a sweat and everything. So here my head is, over the edge of the mattress, face up, obviously. And all I see is this hairy man ass. I mean, it wasn't even hairy. It was Chewbacca with a penis. That is what I was looking up at. Sweaty Chewbacca with a penis jerking off. And I'm just like, for the love of heavens, please come before you drip ass sweat on me. Oh my gosh. But I have that side of his ass burned into my memory. So he finally comes. He has awful aim. So he comes in my eye, kind of on my face, kind of in my mouth, mostly in my eye. That was less than pleasurable. Because that shit fucking burns. If you've never gotten cum in the eye, I do not recommend it. I mean, I like pain, and even... That's kind of a hard limit for me. So, we get done. He leaves. I clean myself up. I still have guys that want to fuck me. So I'm like, hell fucking yes. I'm still horny. So I get this other guy. I still remember this. That's what I remember about the first guy. And then the second guy, I remember he was like a construction worker kind of thing, or I don't know, contractor sort of thing. So he shows up, and he won't come in the house. So he has me go and get in his like work vehicle. And, you know, we're talking, and he's nervous as hell because obviously I'm severely underage, and he kind of has like the half a brain to be like, I shouldn't fuck this chick because I could go to jail for a long time if I get caught having sex with this lady. But his penis is like, she's young, she wants to fuck you. Apparently he thought I was vaguely attractive because he fucked me. Spoiler alert. So we drive around and he like parks somewhere, and then we walk. Walk what seems like forever. We walk and walk and walk, and he has me cross a creek and go into the woods, and I pretty much almost lose my flip-flops. I'm wearing flip-flops, a mini skirt, and like a very slutty top. I could describe it, but it doesn't really matter that much. So we finally get in the woods, not wearing a bra or panties, but obviously wearing the skirt, shirt, and flip-flops. And we get there, and he's all nervous, and we're trying to get, you know, further up in the woods so no passerbys will catch us and he won't go to jail. So we get there, and he bends me over a tree, and we start fucking, but he was kind of nervous, so he doesn't totally get hard, but I'm doing my damnedest to make sure he comes, because I want to get fucked and get fucked good. So then he gets totally freaked out, because this guy with a poodle walks by, and he thinks he saw us, and so he just stops, and he gets in his car, leaves, doesn't even drive me back to the house. He just makes me walk the entire way back to my apartment. Well, Dad's apartment, which was forever away. It was awful. But that was, you know, the first day that I got fucked twice in one day. I still kind of feel accomplished about that. But that was a very slutty summer for me. Yeah, I would also just walk around town. Like, it wasn't a huge town, but I would walk around, you know, mini skirt and slutty top. And I had this guy stop. And he was like, "Hey, are you looking to go somewhere? I can give you a ride. I'm a doctor." So I'm like, "Sure, I'll take a ride." So I get in his car, and he has his medical badge thing there. And, you know, he's like, "You can take a picture of my license plate if, you know, that, because I'm not a creep," you know, even though he knows that he picked up, like, a 13-year-old girl that's wearing a miniskirt and slutty clothes and, you know, that kind of thing. So we drive around, and, you know, he's like, "So where do you want to go? What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "I'll do whatever," but I don't know, I guess since I never made a move, I guess he didn't make a move, so nothing happened with that. But the moral of these stories are, I should be dead by now, with how many awful decisions I've made related to sex. I should totally be dead. Yeah. But I'm not, so I'm thankful for that. Let's see. I'll go with my first time with a lady, since I am bisexual. Technically pansexual, but we'll just go with bisexual to make it easier. I have this friend. I will change her name. Like, not even, she's not going to hear this anyway, but I'll just change her name. We will call her Emily. So I have this friend, Emily. And, like, she knew that I was kind of bi, and, like, she was kind of open to it, but she tried to play the whole, "Ew, that's so gross, you want to lick vaginas." She didn't actually sound like that. That's, like, my whiny young teenage girl voice, I guess. So, you know, I finally talk her into it. And, you know, I'm also kind of into BDSM and stuff at that time, but I hadn't really had a lot of experience with it. But, you know, I lay her down, and I have a futon at this point, futons are awful. At least mine was. So I lay her down on the futon, and I was a big fan of scarves. So I got 4 scarves and tied her wrist to the bed, you know, legs to the bed. So she was, you know, big X for me to mark her spot. And, you know, I'm like sucking on her tits and licking her pussy. And, you know, then I get my secret weapon, my vibrator that I bought from Spencer's. Yes, I was that girl. So I bought this vibrator from Spencer's, and it had, like, I think it was technically 10 settings, but it's like kind of like a rabbit, and it, like, spun, and it had the, you know, rabbit part. So it had, like, 3, like, settings that any normal person could tolerate, and then, like, the other 7 were like, "Your pussy's gonna get tore the fuck up." I still have that vibrator too. Maybe I'll have to use that in a recording sometime. But, so, you know, I'm going slow at first, and then I'm like, I want her to come all over my face, and I want her juices everywhere. So I just crank that bitch up to 10. Which, thinking back, I was kind of a sadistic first-time lesbian there. But, you know, she's loving it. She's coming. Oh, it was delightful. She tasted amazing. So we get done, I untie her and blindfold her, and, you know, she's like, "Take the vibrator out." I'm like, "It is out." She's like, "No, my vagina is still vibrating, take it out." I'm like, "It is, baby, here it is." And she's like, "But my vagina is still vibrating." So, yeah, that was funny. Oh, gosh. Let's see, what other firsts can I tell you? I'll just tell you a lot of my sexual escapades. How about that? I worked at I worked as a waitress, and I was on one of those, like, dating sites. Disclaimer here, all of these stories thus far are me under the age of 18. I don't know if that makes any difference, but this is all me under the age of 18. Yes, I was heavily sexual. Heavily sexual. So, I meet this guy on this dating site, and he, you know, he lived around where I lived, so he came into the restaurant one day, and he, like, orders a drink, and I'm like, it's really slow, the cook in the back doesn't give a fuck what's going on, how about I blow you? And he's like, okay. So I blow him, not trying to toot my own horn, but I am a very good blowjob artist. So I'm sucking him, and he comes very quickly. And then he's like, hey, that was awesome, thanks, and leaves. And he doesn't tip me. Like, that makes me sound like a prostitute. I'm not a prostitute, but I feel like, I don't know, I was at a restaurant and he ordered something and he didn't tip. I don't know, I feel like I got stiffed, even though he got stiffed. Oh, that's so funny. But yeah, so I'm definitely into public play. Like, I love being fucked in public and teased and all of that lovely stuff. I had this teacher in 8th grade. I remember his name, but it's kind of a unique name, so I'm not going to say it, but Mr. Social Studies teacher. Oh my god, he is delicious. He's tall, he's more on the slender side, which, like, I'm not huge on slender guys, I'm not huge with, like, super athletic guys, but I don't know. He was just delicious and handsome. Like, I'm gonna guess that he probably mid to late 20s, maybe early 30s, but I highly doubt that. He was also the track coach, and oh my god, if he called me up right now and was like, hey, come over and fuck me, like, I would start speeding tremendously to get to his house and fuck him. I don't even care. Like, I would so fuck him. Like, I would do pretty much anything to be able to fuck him. Sorry. Oh, gosh. His ass. Oh, my god. Instead of fucking him, I would give anything just to squeeze his ass. Oh my, it was do you know when you see a guy's ass and you're just like, oh my god, that is his ass. Oh my gosh. And, like, obviously social studies is not a very sexy subject, but he was one of those teachers that, you know, if you needed help, he would bend over your desk. And obviously, when you bend over, your ass is usually in someone's face. And kind of lucky for me, a lot of the students that were around me always wanted a lot of help. So I had his glorious man ass in my face so many times. And I sat in the front row. So there would be multiple times where it's like, oh, it's time for Mr. Social Studies class. Okay, I'll go to the bathroom. Well, no, this isn't true, because normally I wouldn't even wear panties. You know, so I would, like, oh, I'm wearing a skirt. I should slide this up a little bit. I should flash in my pussy. Oh, I'm wearing this really low-cut top. Let's see what I can do with this. If for some reason you're listening to this and you know who I am, teacher, please fuck me, please. Oh my gosh. But later, whenever I was like a sophomore, I think, sophomore, junior, you had the option, like, students had the option to become a TA, like a teacher's assistant. So if they needed papers to get copied or, I don't know, whatever else, you know, you could do that for them. So I volunteered to be the TA for Mr. Sexy Social. That's kind of a tongue twister. Mr. Sexy Social Studies. Say that 10 times fast, please. Mr. Sexy Social Studies. And the junior high and the high school were on two different lunch schedules. I'm getting way too into this. You don't need to know all this information. But on two different lunch schedules. So, I forget what period I had it. But I would go in. He would finish. Like, there would be maybe like 20 minutes of class. And then they would go to lunch. I would have given anything for him to be like, "Hey, Caitlin McCunts, please stay after. I'd like to talk to you. Ooh, spank me, fuck me, do whatever you want with me." Oh my gosh. I sound so pathetic, I'm sorry. But he was so delicious. So they would go to lunch and I would just be in there all by myself for, I don't know, like 20 more minutes. Which was actually kind of fun because there was a TV in every room and I would just end up watching Wife Swap and do my makeup or hair or, I don't know, work on homework. Yeah, I never did that. But, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Let's see, what other firsts can I talk about? I can do my first at a kink club, maybe. Oh, for some Sibian. I'll do that one. So, this is me, 19 or 20. Very much into BDSM still. I'm 21 now. And there's was a local BDSM club. And I found out later, is one of the members, they kind of donated their Sibian to the club. Obviously, they would take it whenever they needed it. But, like, you know. So, there is this guy. He's kind of like a play partner, boyfriend kind of thing. Fuck buddy, whatever you want to call him. And he's like, "Hey, there's a Sibian in this room." And obviously, like, I'm pretty sure any woman that has seen or heard of a Sibian, like, that's kind of top on your list. Like, before I die, I need to ride a Sibian. And I thought, like, the gods had smiled upon me and my vagina and been like, "Behold unto you, I present you the Sibian." And, it is amazing. Oh my gosh. So, my friend, he is also a sadist. So, he was at the controls. And he would get me close to coming, which was very easily, because I come easily and I'm multi-orgasmic. And hello, I'm on a Sibian. And then he would turn it down. And he's an asshole. But it was delicious. People actually, I had been back multiple times after that. And anytime I was on a Sibian, they knew I was in there because there's different rooms. And I remember this one time specifically. I was on the Sibian. And, like, he was working me over hard on it. And, like, normally when I have orgasms, I'm loud. But on the Sibian, I am, like, 100 times more loud. So I am just screaming and yelling and just all these primal sounds are being released from my body. And I have people, like, my friend, he was like, "I was actually really scared. I thought we're gonna have to do an exorcism because you sound like you were possessed by some very horny demon or something." And, like, the club is really big. And, like, people that were in the very front of the club, like, in the social dance area, they're like, "We totally heard you on the Sibian all the way up here." And I was shocked. Well, not shocked, because I know I'm loud, but that was funny. Let's see. What else do you guys want to know? It's not like me asking right now, it's going to help because I'm already doing the audio, but. Sorry, I just had to get all serious and everything because there's a cop. Okay, he did pull out after me. Let's hope. Hopefully he doesn't pull me over. I mean, I do have a cop fantasy. Like, I think it would be super hot. If it's like, oh, please, Mr. Officer, I'll do anything to not get this ticket. What do I need to do for you? Kind of thing. Okay, cop's gone. Gosh. I don't know. I think I'm kind of out of ideas here, which is kind of pathetic. I know what I'm gonna do. For Mr. Vindicator 1988, I'm gonna tell the first time that I gave a foot job. Yes, because we are, in case you're unaware, we are having this challenge currently where we are trying to make each other come, and whoever comes first is the loser, i.e. he is going to come first and I am going to turn out to be victorious. But if you want to tease him, send him foot videos. Send him pictures of your feet. Recordings regarding your feet. Anything, please. So, first time giving a foot job. Just for you, Mr. Vindicator. Or anyone else that likes feet. Don't get me wrong there. It was a, like, I don't know. I never really had a lot of boyfriends, but I fucked a lot. I don't know, does that make me sound bad? I don't think so. But, so, I was, like, with this new guy, and he's like, you're kinky, right? I was like, yeah, I'm into a lot of things. I mean, why get your boner going? Not in that way, because that's kind of an unsexy way of being like, why get you horny? But, so, he's like, there's the Santa. It's raining and there's a Santa on the side of the road selling cotton candy. Wow. Anyway, he's like, I really love feet. Not the Santa. Obviously, we're back to the story here. And, you know, I really love feet and I really love getting foot jobs. And I was like, I've never done this before, but I'm very open and I love to please. So if you want to get your cock rubbed by my feet and if you want to come all over them, then that is what we are going to do. So, you know, I started out by, you know, like sucking his cock a bit and getting him worked up, and then, you know, got my feet all lubed up, which he did because, hello, he loves feet. And, you know, get my feet all lubed up and put some lube on his cock. And I have very, like, I don't know if it's very, but I have pretty high arches kind of thing. So, like, I'm sure Mr. Vindicator can attest to this. So I definitely, you know, had a space for his cock between my feet. And, you know, I can, like, pick up things with my toes and do all sorts of things. So, you know, I was, like, playing with the head of his cock with my toes and playing with his balls and just doing all sorts of stuff. And eventually, like, I get a good rhythm because I'm not used to it. But I finally get a rhythm, and he's enjoying it, and he comes all over my feet. Like, I'm really good at what I do generally, but, like, you could tell that he loved feet because he came a lot. And he was also kind of adventurous because he also licked his cum off of my feet, which I thought was super hot. Like, I think that guy, I'm getting tongue-tied here. I think guys that eat their own cum, I think that's pretty hot. If you can suck your own dick, I would like a video of that if you're not, if you would like to share that, because I think that is very hot. I love guy on guy action. Oh gosh. So there you go, Vindicator 1988. My first foot job. What other firsts can we do here? I don't know if you want to hear about my first blowjob, because that's kind of, I don't know. I'm just gonna, it was, I gave my first blowjob to my stepdad. That's where I'll leave that at. So I feel like that's not a very sexy topic, so that's just where I'm gonna leave that at. If you want to ask questions, you're more than welcome to, but I feel like for the majority of people, that might not be something they want to hear about. I don't know. If you want to, like, I'm very open. So if you have any questions regarding anything, you're more than welcome to ask them, and I will do my best to answer. So I think I'm probably about maybe 15 minutes away from my destination. So I'm going to go ahead and end this recording also, because I don't know what other firsts that I can tell. So I hope you guys, if you are religious type thing, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Continue to have a great Hanukkah, great Kwanzaa coming up. I don't know, just the Flying Spaghetti Monster, do they have a holiday? I don't know. Anything else you celebrate, I just hope you have a wonderful time doing it, and I will talk to you later.